Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Easter Sunday stabbing is Wichita's latest homicide. We've got the story.
Wichita police release results of a weekend traffic checkpoint. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Kansas governor vetoes a mandate on abortion reversal. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Cloud cover and moisture continue to move in from the southwest, and that will lead to some rain chances today. Our full forecast is coming up.
Police have released more details in the fatal stabbing of a man Sunday morning in the 3400 block of East Munger in southeast Wichita. Captain Brent Allred says 62-year-old Albert Thomas was pronounced dead at the scene. 53-year-old Keith Thurman was arrested for second-degree murder.
The investigations revealed that Mr. Thomas and Mr. Thurman lived at this residence along with two other females, a 57-year-old female and a 50-year-old female. They were at home cooking for Easter Sunday. A verbal argument ensued between Mr. Thomas and Mr. Thurman that turned into a physical altercation, we believe, outside the residence.
This is Wichita's ninth homicide of 2019.
Kansas's governor has vetoed a measure that would require abortion providers to tell patients about a treatment to stop a medication abortion after it's been started.
Janine Guadon with Kansas for Life tells KSN News such measures ensure that a woman harboring doubts about ending their pregnancy would learn that they can stop a medication abortion after the first of two pills.
This bill is reasonable, and this bill will empower women with knowledge of a possible way to reverse the effects of that first abortion pill on their unborn children when they want to save their babies.
Abortion rights supporters say such mandates force doctors to present patients with, quote, dubious information. Supporters of the bill appear to have the two-thirds majority needed in both chambers to override the veto. Lawmakers return from a weeks-long break on May 1st. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police conducted a DUI checkpoint late Saturday night. Officer Charlie Davidson says it operated in the 9700 block of East Kellogg.
There were four DUI arrests during the assignment. Three of them were drug-related. Officers also issued 31 citations for various violations. Approximately 315 vehicles were stopped, and 23 drivers were evaluated for an impairment.
Checkpoint was in conjunction with the Kansas Highway Patrol and the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office.
A former White House counsel who spent hours with the special counsel is being called to testify in front of Congress.
Whether or not House Democrats press forward with eventual impeachment proceedings, key committees are keeping up investigations into obstruction of justice and other potential wrongdoing. The House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena to Don McGahn, the former White House counsel, who was interviewed for 30 hours by the special counsel's team. The subpoena requests documents from McGahn and a public hearing. Special counsel Robert Mueller detailed a June 2017 call between President Trump and McGahn. The president directed the attorney to call on the Justice Department to remove Mueller. McGahn refused the direction. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Los Angeles man will plead guilty to charges that he threatened to kill journalists at the Boston Globe.
Robert Chain made several phone calls last summer in retaliation for the paper publishing a series of editorials condemning President Trump for criticizing the mainstream media. Prosecutors say Chain used one of the president's favorite phrases during his rants to the newsroom, calling the Globe's reporters the enemy of the people. That's the saying that prompted the Globe to write the editorials in the first place. Chain's lawyer says his client plans to plead guilty to all counts and will take full responsibility for his actions, adding that Chain is anxious to make a full public apology. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A powerful earthquake has hit the central Philippines a day after a 6.1 quake hit the country's north and killed at least 11 people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude of today's quake at 6.3. The quake was centered near eastern Samar province and prompted residents to dash out of houses and office workers to scamper to safety. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Home action for Shocker Baseball tonight, a Big 12 opponent. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Want to improve your health? Drink more water. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The city of Wichita has closed McLean Boulevard from Meridian to Seneca. It's a month-long project to replace aging water valves, part of an ongoing upgrade for the city's infrastructure. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News,
"We're doing quite well, so we no longer have any lead pipes in the city at all. We've replaced all of the lead, and these valves are part of the distribution center that we will continue to use even with the new water treatment facility. It will all go through the current distribution center, and so these 65-year-old valves have probably reached their lifespan and then some."
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A woman in Wisconsin takes a plea deal on allegations that she attempted to support ISIS by using social media to recruit followers.
Wahiba Dice pleaded guilty to hacking several Facebook accounts and using them for finding new people to follow ISIS. U.S. Attorney Matthew Krueger says Dice, through the accounts, organized the how-to network for the homegrown terrorists.
She had assembled a social media channel that had particular information about how to make poisons, explosive belts, weapons, and she directed people to that.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Dice is not a U.S. citizen. She faces 20 years in prison at sentencing, which could be followed by deportation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
One simple step could mean the difference between healthy weight and obesity.
Kids in the U.S. don't drink enough water. The surprising conclusion from researchers at Penn State: on any given day, one in five American children don't drink any water at all, opting instead for sugary juice, sports drinks, sweet teas, and coffees. And those kids end up consuming almost twice as many calories from added sugars, linked to weight gain, cavities, and type 2 diabetes. The director of the Water Health and Nutrition Lab at Penn State says water is the healthiest beverage, an essential nutrient critical to all proper physiological and cognitive functioning. And as parents first go to for a thirsty kid, it's a simple way to steer a child off the path to obesity. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock here at KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on a Tuesday morning, waiting for the rain to show up, right?
That's right, and I've gotten a call from one of our traffic trackers, traffic tracker Jason. He's been driving around out there, and he's noticed some light rain in the Wichita area.
All right.
Yeah, as far as traffic conditions go, that means that the roadways could be a little slippery out there, but otherwise, traffic conditions have been fairly good so far this morning, but... Again, just seeing some rain out there in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Radar showing a little rain in the area, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? This is really just going to be some beneficial rain. I've been kind of talking all morning just about how light it's going to be. Might be some moderate rain showers closer to the Kansas-Oklahoma line, but for Wichita anyway, especially much of the metro, just some light rain. It's going to be spotty as we go through the day, not expecting a washout. So for anybody that's planted anything or put some fertilizer in the ground, that's why I mentioned this is just going to be some beneficial stuff that's going to roll through. But don't be surprised if you maybe hear a rumble of thunder. If we do hear that, it's going to be embedded, which means I'm not expecting any type of lone wolf storms that are going to kind of go rogue on us. But the rain that moves through, there might be a little bit of energy kind of embedded in some of those showers. But even if we do hear some thunder, I'm not expecting anything severe today. So it's also going to be a lot cooler as well. Really just going to be one of those days looking and feeling a lot more like fall rather than spring. But we do have some warming temperatures that are actually going to move right back in by tomorrow. So that forecast, mostly cloudy skies today, breezy as well. Winds aren't going to be as strong as the past few days. 50% chance for showers, a few rumbles as well, and high of only 60. Now, our normal high today for Wichita, 70 degrees. So we're going to be 10 degrees below normal with a northeast wind at 8 to 18. 10% chance of maybe a lingering shower or two as we head towards the evening hours, and possibly possibly into the overnight, but that's when I expect things to really wrap up from there. So things are going to be spotty morning, afternoon, tapering during the evening, should turn dry after midnight, low of 45, bit of a springtime chill in the air by the time we wake up tomorrow morning, but staying dry all day Wednesday with partly cloudy skies, maybe turning mostly cloudy at times, with a warmer high of 74 degrees, so those temperatures bouncing back pretty quickly, getting up to 80 by the time we get into the weekend, but that's when our shower and thunderstorm chances will make a return, unfortunately, over our weekend. 53 degrees right now, overcast skies, as Jad mentioned, those sprinkles starting to kind of trickle their way into Wichita, and we do have visibility at 10 miles, though, so not affecting our visibility at all, and we do have just a slight wind chill, feels more like 50 rather than 53.
And rain showing up on the radar up near Emporia, between Salina and Emporia, Topeka that way. But then to go to the south, and there's a huge area of showers that covers all of northern Oklahoma. And kind of
yeah, and that's something else that I've been talking about. Just going south to north very quickly. Oklahoma, I'm glad you mentioned, they've actually got some flooding concerns. That's
where the rain
is going to be heaviest. And then got to watch out for those moderate showers right along our state line. And then the farther north you are for those areas like Salina, even up towards Hayes, that could possibly have a few showers or sprinkles. Things are going to be more spotty up towards that way. So heavier farther south and more spotty to even isolate it the farther north you are.
Yeah,
that
looks
kind of
like,
sums up our rain chance.
Yeah, it looks like our Kansas City's getting some pretty good rain here in the past few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams here. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. And a quick congratulations to the winner of our prize package to go and see George Thorogood and the Destroyers at the Prairie Band Casino and Resort. You remember we had a $50 dinner voucher.
Oh, yeah.
And,
hotel stay.
Hotel stay, the whole thing. And
food, free food.
Yeah, yeah. And people registered every day on our website to win. And the winner is a fellow named Adam McDowell, have won the contest. So congratulations, Adam. Have a good time up there.
Yes, Steve and sir. Ted. Yeah.
Steve and Ted here.
Good deal.
7:15, Steve and Ted. And trustees for Social Security are warning that the program soon will not be able to pay out full benefits unless Congress takes action. Those three dirty words, Congress takes action. According to projections, by the year 2035.
That's their version of soon?
Yeah.
Is yeah. 16
well,
years from now?
They're trying to give us a warning here, I guess. By the year 2035, Social Security would only be able to pay out 75% of its benefits to U.S. citizens. Trustees called on Congress to ensure that Americans will get retirement, full retirement benefits. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says, lawmakers have a broad continuum of policy options to keep Social Security afloat. They're also, they were mentioning Medicare as well. Tell you what, Ted, there are some things we've talked about and been, the AARP has been pretty vocal, as you would imagine, retired people, in saying, here's a couple of things you can do that won't be that painful, and you can do them now, and it'll be solved for another 50, 60, 70 years. But Congress has been reluctant to take action.
No. It'll be a big deal in the 2032 election.
Yeah.
But
not
until then.
Not until then.
No.
Not until 2032. Well, we got a little time there, but, you know, it's not time to panic. But on the other hand, why not just, you know, sit down, have a few hearings, get the experts in and see what would it take, and then take some action and get
That's not the way Washington, D.C. works.
Solve the problems. That's just, you know, we vote for these people to solve problems, and yet maybe we don't. We don't so we vote
no.
We vote for the lesser of two evils every time. We vote against somebody.
That's every
that's
very
time.
True.
Strange, strange nation we have here. And then we get what we vote for, the lesser of two evils. Why can't there be a better of two evils somewhere there? Today 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, we got Shocker baseball tonight. They're taking on the Sooners from Oklahoma. And Oklahoma hasn't had a whole lot of success in baseball with the Shockers, have they?
Well, here in Wichita, no.
No, not here. Yeah.
Oklahoma has only won three times against the Shockers ever here in Wichita. Shockers and OU will match up tonight as Wichita State finishes up an eight-game homestand. Oklahoma is in the middle of an 11-game road swing away from Norman. And the Sooners and the Shocks match up tonight.
Mike Kennedy will have coverage beginning at 5:30 p.m. The game will start at 6 o'clock tonight at X Stadium, and you can listen live right here on your home of the Shockers, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Shocker head coach Todd Butler trying to keep his team going here at this point of the season.
We have energy, whether we're kicking someone's tail or getting it kicked. We're still coming to the park. If the cameras would have shown me and Esposito with Segrist and Jackson, we were beating them up in the dugout, getting them ready for their at-bats this weekend. Guys are enjoying coming to the park. I would like to, you know, have a better record.
Shocker baseball tonight right here on KNSS. Be sure to tune in for that. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals in Tampa taking on the top team in the big leagues, the Tampa Bay Rays. The Royals had their chances, but let it slip away, and we've seen this consistently this season so far. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Royals last night 6-3. Some of the post-game talk on the Royals Radio Network. You heard that on Sports Radio KFH.
Tough loss for the Royals, 6-3 to Tampa Bay, the leaders in the American League East. And the Royals led this game until the sixth inning. And Kansas City has led in a ball game 19 of their 23 games, yet the record is now 7-16.
Can't hold on to the lead.
Well, they should just shorten the six-inning games, and then they'd be okay.
They'd be fantastic if that were the case, yeah. The Royals and the Rays match up again tonight. Live coverage at 6 o'clock. Listen live to the Royals on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Some JUCO softball action yesterday. Cowley College with a doubleheader sweep over Barton County, winning 5-1 and 7-0. Cowley softball team ranked 19th in the nation. They've won four in a row, and that was their home finale. The red-hot Heston College softball team wins two more, beats Southeastern Community College, winning 12-1 and 7-4. The Heston College softball team now on a 19-game winning streak. College men's basketball, some news up in Lawrence of a player who is not leaving for the NBA. KU's Udoka Azubuike is going to return to Lawrence for his senior season. The 7-foot center missed a ton of time this season with a wrist injury. He only played in 9 games, averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds before they had to put him on the shelf. Azubuike is coming back for his senior season in Lawrence with the Kansas Jayhawks. Good news for KU basketball fans. Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Arizona Diamondbacks going to Pittsburgh and beat the first-place Pirates 12-4. Starting left fielder for the Diamondbacks, former Wichita Wingnuts outfielder David Peralta, 2-for-5 with a triple and a double. Drove in 3 runs. Peralta leads the National League with 11 doubles, and he is 6th in the National League with a .340 batting average.
Wow.
Former wingnut David Peralta having a super start to his season for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Sports with Steve and Ted coming up 1 week from tonight at X Stadium at Wichita State Baseball. It is KNSS night at the ballpark.
Yes, sir.
So we're looking forward to that 1 week from tonight when the Shockers take on Missouri State at X Stadium. And we've been giving away 4 packs of tickets to lucky listeners. And let's give away another 4 pack right now. Call me now at 869-1330. I'll take caller number 5. And we'll get you to the Shocker game next week on KNSS night at X Stadium.
All right, Ted, 721 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A novel approach to housing the homeless in D.C. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.